Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nida Daf Lamed Chet Amud Bet. In the middle of the Amud, about to take a look at the penultimate Mishnah in our Perak. Amakasha v'toch shmonim shel nekeva. If a woman had a girl, and during those 80 days after the girl was born, she had kishui. Either she had twins, and the second one hadn't come out yet, or she got pregnant again. Called him Shira Tahorin. Any dam is Tahor, Achit Se Avlad, until the baby is born. Rabbi Eliezer Metameh, he doesn't accept it. And here's the machloket. Amrula Rabbi Eliezer, this is their argument. Am Malkam Shechmi Badam Hashofi. Think about this. Before giving birth, if a woman has dam and no koshi, she's Tmeah. He kel Badam Koshi, but if she is having labor pains and has dam, she's Tahora, if it's Tmeh Ziva. Malkam Shechmi kel Badam Hashofi, so here, after the 80 days after birth, we say any dam is Tahor. And during the 66 days. Eno din shana kel v'dam koshi. Certainly we shouldn't we say that dam koshi is tahor? He used the rule of dayo, which means that you cannot take the kal any further than the chomer. Or mimai kel alam mitumat ziva. All that we did in the pre-birth time was to say she's not a zava. But let's say that she has labor pains and sees dam, and it's not Yemei Ziva, it's the first time she's seen, maybe since she got pregnant, she is a Nida. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we'll see an explication of this. Teshev, the Pasuk says, Teshev al Dmei Tahara, Rabot HaMaksha B'toch Shmonim Shel Nekeva, that even if she's Maksha during that time, Mekasha during that time, she is still Tahara. Shkodim Shira Taharin, Ajit Se Avlad, Rablozim Et Tamei. Here we go again. Rolo rolo zerman, makom shech mim b'shof, ish lifnei avlad, kam shof shel achar avlad. Kam shech kem shof v'koshi, ish lifnei avlad, am din shena kem v'koshi shel achar avlad, same as our Mishnah. Rom tayel, v'in adin, yo kenido, anu imai kel olam, itumat ziva, aval tumat, mitama, tumat nida. Okay, so that's like our Mishnah. Amrulo, so now here's the addition. Hari anu mishivin l'cha l'shon acher, we're going to say it slightly differently. Umma be makom shech mim b'shof, ish lifnei avlad. We're machmir before giving birth if she has dam without pain. Hey kel b'koshi shimo, but koshi that accompanies it now makes it tahor. Makom shekel b'shofi shalachar vlad. After giving birth, any dam is tahor during that time. And odin shalachel b'koshi shimo, certainly if she has koshi with it at that same time, then certainly she should be tahorat. You can rearrange it however you want. We could still employ the rule of Dayo. If you're just to take a look at the Mishnah in the second parak of Bavakama, Rabbi Tarfon, famous Dayo. What is she excused from in the case of Koshi? Tumat Ziva. Tumat Nida. Okay, Rabbi Lazar actually beat the Rabbanan here. Why? Lava mitu dama dama machmarat mavlo dama machmarat. Why? You chachamim agree with the drasha that says dama, zov dama means dama of her own and not dama that's caused by the vlad. So achinami v'tarav mikor dama, she has to be tahorah mikor dama, meaning dama machmarat sma, it's only her own dam that's generated that's tahor. V'lo machmarat vlad. Dama vlad doesn't get that pass. So eima b'meni dani dab meziva tahorah. So why don't I say, okay, if it's during, based on the calendar, when it'll be Nida, she'll be Nida, but at least give her a pass if it's Bimei Ziva, like beforehand. So Makra Teshei V'Shiva Achat L'Chulan. Teshei Odmei Tahara means that the period of those 66 days is one thing. We don't care if it's Yimei Ziva, Yimei Nida, that only Dam Shalah is Tahor, and Dam that is caused for the Vlad is not. Okay, the last Mishnah. Kol Achara Sayom Mechazkat Tahara. All 11 days of Yimei Ziva, a woman is Bechezkat Tahara Liba'ala. Yashvara V'lo Badka. Let's say she didn't do Badika. Shanga, by accident, Nansa, she wasn't able to. Hezida V'lo Badka, even on purpose she didn't do Badika. Tahara, that's her status. And now, Higiyashad Vista V'lo Badka. Let's say her Deva Veset came and she didn't check. Harezu Tmeah, the assumption is Tmeah. And her mayor adds, we've already seen before, Imaitava Machaveh, she was hiding out. Higiyashad Vista V'lo Badka, and she didn't check. And her Veset, Harezu Torah, the assumption is Torah, right? Nesha Charadam Asalkat Tamim. Fear, because she's hiding out, because she's afraid, that caused the blood to go away. It suspends blood. Implying that if she didn't have that circumstance, she'd be Tmeah. But let's say she's already a Zava, he's already a Zava, she's a Zava, and now they're waiting to count Shiva Nakim. Shred Yom Keneged Yom, who has her day that she has to count, or Elu Chezka Tuma if they don't do a Bedika. Okay. Now, Lamai Hilchata, what's the point of saying she's Bechezka Tahara? So, Yehuda Lamai She'inat Tzricha Bedika. She doesn't need to do a Bedika. Ah, Rav Nitani Sevi Hashvav Lo Barka. But the next clause says if she didn't do bedika, she's tohara. Michal lachatchila by bedika, implying that she should do bedika. Just if she didn't do it, she's tohara. The answer is seifa atan leret limei nida. This is the first answer, that the seifa is referring really to imei nida. Hachikamar, let's recompose the Mishnah as follows. Kol yuralat b'chezka tahara. Those 11 days, she's always tahara. V'lo bai b'dika. She doesn't have to do b'dika. There's no reason to think dam's coming then. May nidata, during those 7 days, if you may nida, bai b'dika. She has to do b'dika. Yashva v'lo b'dika, shagat n'gav, and sa'i zid v'lo b'dika. If for any reason she didn't do b'dika, even intentional, tahara. Because that's not her veset day. But if it's a veset day, then tmeya. That's one answer. Rav Chista Mar lo tzricha l'Rav Meir. This is only coming to address Rav Meir, who you may recall from a while ago said, Isha she'in laveset asura l'shamesh. A woman has laveset, has to get divorced, doesn't have tuba, etc., because she can't have bia. So the answer is hanimili b'miniyata. This statement that all those 11 days are b'chezka tahara is directed to Rav Meir, that even he will agree that his admonition is only during Yemei Nida. So, Yachia, Mayam, Rav Meir, Yotzivul, Achzir, Lamit. Why did Rav Meir say you have to divorce her, never marry her again? Very, very stringent statement. The answer is, Dama'atele Koko, Ibeinida, because maybe during Ibeinida, she'll mess up and then have relations with you, etc. Okay, Ha, Miktani, Seifa, can it really be Rav Meir, though? Yes, Seifa, Higia, Shad, Vestav, Lobadka. The end of the Mishnah said, if her day of her Veset came and she didn't check, she's Tmeya. So we're not talking about a woman who has no veset and Rav Meir. We're talking about a woman who has a veset. The answer is chasur mechzer avachitani. There's something missing. What's that? Kol yud aleph bechezkat tahara v'shar yilabala. All 11 days she's bechezkat tahara. She can be with her husband. Uvimei nida asura. But during Yemei Nida, this woman who has no veset asura. Medvar memorim b'isha she'ein la veset. That if she has no veset. Yesh la veset muteret utzvicha b'dika. So therefore, if she has a veset, she can have relations with her husband. She needs bedika, yashvav lo barka, shagat n'sa'i zid v'lo barka, tohara. Even if she didn't do bedika intentionally, she's still tohara. Yashad v'slo barka, tmeya. Good. But the only problem is that Rameir is the one who speaks up at the end about being in hiding. Haman to say for Rameir, reishal av Rameir. So it implies that the beginning of the Mishnah is not Rameir, because Rameir pipes in at the end. The answer is no. Kula Rameir here. The whole Mishnah is Rameir. Rachi Gamar, Imaloi, Tabu Machaveh. If she'd had no circumstance like hiding in terror, Gashad Vestav Lobadka, and her Veset day came and she didn't check, Tmeya. Shure Meir Rameir, Imatab Machaveh, Gashad Vestav Lobadka, Tehora, Shachardav Salkatadamim. So without that excuse, she's Tmeya. That was the second answer of Chista's answer. Rava gives a third answer. What's the point of saying all 11 nations Vecheska Tehora? Lamar Shem Matam made late, that she has no made late. If she sees Dom, it doesn't go retroactive 24 hours. Meitabe, wait a second. Anida, Hazava, Shemet, Yom Kenegi, Yom Yoledit, Kulamat Tumat made late. They all have Tumat made late. Even Hazava, which is exactly the period we're talking about. So Tiyufta, Ravas was scotched. Ravuna, Rachia, Marshmuel. So Shmuel has a fourth take. Lamar Sheinah Kovat, Laveset, Betochime Zivata. What does it mean she's Bechezka Tahara? That even if she sees Dom there, on some sort of a regular cycle, that doesn't count for establishing a Veset. Rav Yosef, lo shmieli hashmata. Rav Yosef said, I never heard that. Remember, Rav Yosef had a stroke at some point in his life and forgot a lot of his Torah. So Rav Yosef said, I never heard that. So Marle Abaye, his trusted student, said to him, At Amart Nialan, you taught it to us. Vehamart Lan, you even said it as a comment about the following halacha. Haital lemudal liot roa yom tetvav. Vishintal liyom chaf. She was accustomed to sing on day 15 and then suddenly started singing on day 20. Zevazal suin the shameh. She can't have bia on either day 15 or day 20. Shinta pamay, this probably is not in. Shinta pamay milam chav, zavazal surin, that's probably not in the proper year or so. Vermartlan Allah, and you, Rav Yosef, talking about that said, what is day 15? Means day 15 since she went to the mikvah. Which means, chapet l'riyata, 22 days after she saw Dam, 7 plus 15. Which puts her back in Yemei Nida. Tahata mi nida takayla. About tedval l'riyata, if you would say it's day 15 since she saw Dam, that doesn't establish a veset because you don't establish a veset during Yemei Ziva. Amar Papa, Amrita Lishmata Kami to Rav Yehuda B'Diskuta. I told this to Rav Yehuda B'Diskuta, and then I asked Mikva Lo Kava, and he asked, "Okay, she can't establish a veset then, but should she at least avoid having relations on that day because she might see Dam? Not exactly a veset, but close." So Ishik V'Lo Marlo V'Lo Midi. Sorry, Rav Papa asked the question. Rav Yehuda B'Diskuta had no answer. Rapapa nechzeh an Rapapa said, let's investigate ourselves. Rapapa told the story to his Talmidim and said, let's talk about it now. That's Shmuel's statement. The statement about the Shmuel talked about. That's only day 15, which is really day 22. She switched it down, seeing on day 27. When she now sees on day 22, now she's in the middle of Yemei Ziva because she saw on day 27. So now, 22 days later, it's still going to be Tochimei Ziva. So you see, so we are choshesh to Yemei Ziva. We don't establish a veset, but you can have relations then. Because his point is, you count the 22 from the original 22. In other words, a woman saw on, let's say, January 1st. So then, she saw again on January 23rd. 22 days after she saw, or 22nd. Okay, that's now B'toch Yemei Nida. Right, she's out of the 11 days of Ziva. Now, she sees again on 22 days later, but then she sees 27 days later. So Papa says, we actually start counting back from day 22 when she was supposed to see. Which means that she's already 5 days into the count when she actually does see. And so therefore, if she sees 22 days later, then she's really within the 18 days of Nida plus Ziva. And that's why he says, you see that during Yemei Ziva, if she has a pattern, then at least for Choshesh. Okay? And therefore, Tachihadri Ato Sin Ratartu, when you have seen another 22 days later, Kamel Abatochi Meni Ratash, she's back, Measrin, Vizayimaninan. That's for Papa. Right? That because, because of our papa, Srimatartin Maninan, Nida Upitram Zion Maninan. But the Petach Manina counts starts from day 27, but already 5 days in, so it's gonna be doing Yemei Ziva. I'm Rahuna Rebishu Allah Papas, or Papa's friend Rahuna Rebishu, a challenge that said me my Srimatartin Nami Mesrim Zion Maninan. Maybe we count the 22 also from day 27. Meaning day 27 starts everything. When day 22 rolls around, she's still in Yemei Nidut again. And therefore, you haven't proven anything about being Choshesh. I'll prove it to you. It's talking here about physiological patterns and frequencies. Hi, Tony Golta. Let's say you have a chicken. It lays an egg one day, it takes a break for a day. It lays an egg a day, breaks a break for a day. And then takes a break for 2 days. From Yechad Yom, and then has an egg the next day. Should you anticipate an egg the next day, and the problem here may be one of Shabbos, Ki Hadra Nakta Kanil Kame Nakta, does it go back to its old pattern of yesterday, no a day, yesterday, no a day, or can Mikara Nakta, or does it go back to its original amount, and it's going to have two in a row to sort of make up for the two missed days? Akochan Kame Nakta, clearly it goes back to its old pattern. So therefore, she still has a pattern that informs of 22. So our Papa, Wahadam or Rishlokesh. So Rishlokesh said, we've seen this several times, that a woman cannot be Koveya Veset during Yemei Nidut. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yishakovat La Veset B'toch Yemei Nidut. She can. Both. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Lav Ngon Dechazoi Reish Yarcha. Like how are you Koveya Veset during something that's not Yemei Nidut? She saw on Rosh Chodesh, V'cham Shabbi Yarcha, then on the 5th, which is Yemei Nidut. Reish Yarcha, again Rosh Chodesh, V'cham Shabbi Yarcha, again on the 5th. And then she sees on the 5th, Reish Yarcha Lo Chazan. She didn't see on Rosh Chodesh. And we say she's Koveya Veset B'toch Yemei Niduta. Amam Reish Yarcha Manina. So we see that we count from Rosh Chodesh, not from the 5th. So you go back and count from the earlier count, not from the later count. Amar Lo. Rav Shua says, that's not the way Rav Yochanan meant it. Hachim Rav Yochanan. Chazar Reish Yarcha, Reish Yarcha, Esun Chamshav Yarcha, she's on Rosh Chodesh, the next Rosh Chodesh, then the 25th of the next month, Vereish Yarcha and Rosh Chodesh. Aha, that's what the problem was. She had extra dam there, and that's why she saw early. Right? And therefore it is, B'toch Yemei Nidata. V'chein ki ata ravin v'chon l'chute yama, or Nechute, Amrua Kravuna Rei Rav Shua. They all said that that's the halacha, Kravuna Rav Shua, that we are not choshesh during Yemei Zivata, because you utilize what the original pattern was and understand how the skipping goes. Okay, Adran Alach Benur Kutim, Baruch Hashem, we have successfully completed our study of the fourth parak of Nida. We're going to begin on Daf Mem Amud Aleph with the fifth parak, Yotzei Dofen. has a lot of very famous pieces in it. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.